Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, when tragedy strikes, we have a few organizations that always step forward, one of them being GLAAD. And we are so grateful for the work that they do. They are in Colorado now, and that includes Rich Ferrero, who's the Chief Communications Officer at GLAAD, currently in Colorado Springs, joining us right now. Rich, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you doing this morning?
Listen, that is the best answer anybody can give right now. It's rough. Yeah. It's a rough Monday morning, and we just want you first and foremost to know that we appreciate what you're doing and what GLAAD is doing right now. And we just kind of want to know, like, what do we need to know? How can we help those of us who are not on the ground in Colorado currently?
Great. Yeah. So meeting with a few people who are at Club Q, and then the owners of the venue and local leaders here, like the leaders of the LGBTQ youth group in Colorado Springs, which is called Inside Out. The LGBTQ community here, like in so many cities around the country, we're beautiful, we're diverse, and they're strong as heck. Being united in the face of disgusting hate and in unimaginable loss. So GLAAD is here because the media has descended on this town. And in moments like this, when reporters are getting in front of LGBTQ people as the media organization in our movement, GLAAD makes sure that is handled in the proper way, and that all of the survivors and the victims' families and the local leaders feel supported to tell their story. So that's our role here, kind of behind the scenes, making sure that the media is covering the story fairly and accurately and speaking with the right voices. What you can do is to, one, express help and support, because all of the people in Colorado Springs, they're on social media. They're looking for that love and that affirmation that our community knows how to do best. And then two, a fund has been set up. It's called the Colorado Healing Fund. It's coloradohealingfund.org. And donations to that fund go directly to victims and their families to provide support over a broad range of the short-term needs for this week and then the longer-term needs to rebuild the community here. So Colorado Healing Fund is the verified and the go-to for the organizations here on the ground.
You know, I grew up in a small conservative town, and I think Colorado Springs is somehow, in some ways, an analog for where I grew up. And so the part of me wonders how much support the rest of the community in Colorado Springs, not the queer community, but the straight people, how much they're supporting these folks. So what has your experience been so far with the larger community in Colorado Springs?
You know, I'm hearing from the locals here that the entire city is standing united, from their mayor on down. There's a lot of outreach happening with people donating spaces for meetings that we all need to have, for press conferences that we all need to have. Everyone is stepping up and saying, how can I help? Which is the way that it should be. But the real way it should be is that we should never be in this position, right? And thinking about how we got to what happened on Saturday night and what's been happening in this country, it starts with these right-wing, awful Republican politicians who spread lies about our lives, say that we're threats to children, call us groomers, attack drag performers and trans youth, introduce over 300 anti-LGBTQ bills in state houses across the country this year. That rhetoric, and we just got through a really charged midterm election where that rhetoric was front and center, even here in Colorado, where Lauren Boebert is based. That rhetoric goes on social media, spreads across social media like wildfire. We do a lot of work at GLAAD to push Twitter and Meta and YouTube to remove content that is violent, remove content that is anti-LGBTQ hate that can spark violence in the real world, because we've seen it happen time and again. And so many times those calls are met with an action from the social platforms. And then we see, so politicians, social media, and then we see what happens on Saturday night, which, while we don't know the motive at this moment, we do know that anti-LGBTQ hate has been on the uptick this whole year. And we need to calm that down. We need to address that rhetoric and hold those who are moving it forward accountable.
It's so interesting that in a place like Colorado, where they have, you know, the nation's first openly gay governor, right, just reelected, but then they also have Lauren Boebert, you know, in one of the districts, and it's a state that has experienced such loss due to gun violence. What do you think it's going to take for people to be like, okay, this is not okay, regardless of whether or not it happened to our community or to another community? It's just not okay. Is there anything that will move the needle in America?
Well, and Colorado is open an open carry state as well. And the age to buy a gun is 18 here. This was an assault rifle that has been used in so many mass shootings. I think Saturday Night makes it clear, and it was already clear after Pulse, that gun reform is an LGBTQ issue. It's something that we as a community need to be pushing for, and we need to be supporting politicians who are going to move in the correct direction in order to get these assault weapons or make sure these assault weapons are not something that can enter an LGBTQ safe space ever.
Rich Ferrero, we are so grateful for you and all the work that GLAAD is doing, not just in Colorado Springs right now, but year round globally. We would not be the community we are without GLAAD. So we are so grateful for you. I do want to remind our listeners one more time, if you want to give to this is the official fund set up by GLAAD for the victims in Colorado, it's ColoradoHealingFund.org. If you also are in Colorado and you are just feeling the trauma and you feel like you are in crisis, the Colorado Crisis Service Hotline is 1-844-493-TALK. That is 1-844-493-8225. Rich Ferrero from GLAAD, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.